is Diana Stinn.
And Jill Mann.
And we're here today for our Squawkcast! Wow, we're getting good at that.
I know. That's not necessarily true. Our last time, how many times did we have to do that?
Shh, don't tell everybody. Hey guys, welcome to our Squawkcast. It's episode number 18, and today we're talking a little bit about the Phoenix Foundation and all the cool stuff we have to offer. Gotta say, wow, it's been a busy day. We've had a lot of people in today.
It was kindergartner day. Oh, they were so cute.
Absolutely. We have the only kindergarten program in the entire province, and this year it looks like we're going to be servicing approximately 30 to 32 families, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. They're going to have an amazing start.
Oh, you can't beat Miss Shelley for our kindergarten teacher. She is so wonderful.
Absolutely. And all the little guys in their little cute backpacks and just all kinds of stuff.
And some of them, of course, like to get dressed up for their first day.
Yes, so there I saw a few princess tiaras.
And there were some dapper dudes.
But, you know, kindergarten is absolutely our flagship program. It's how we started almost 10 years ago. So we love kindergarten. Absolutely.
Yep.
But we also offer a ton of stuff for grades 1 through 6. Oh, wait. And 7 to 9. Oh,
and
10 to 12.
No wonder we're getting so old and tired.
No, that was your holidays.
No, why? I'll tell you, I've got summer brain still. Sorry, people.
So listen, what we're going to do for this podcast is we thought we would run through and give you sort of a tour of what we do and who we are and all that kind of stuff. Just in case you can't make it in, remember your deadline for registration is September 30th.
Yep. You need to get that in. Birth certificates and documentation.
Absolutely. But we will be open on September the 28th, which is a Saturday. So if you leave things to the last minute, please know that is the last date that we will be able to help you. Okay. So a couple of things. Starting out, we're just going to run through some things here and talk about the things as they occur to us. So first thing is our calendar.
Very important, the calendar.
It totally is. And, you know, it's planned out for the year. Mm-hmm. So you can know what you're doing as a homeschooling family with Phoenix for the entire year.
And you can find your calendar in either your program guide that you pick up here or online on our webpage.
Absolutely.
I can't remember the
www.phoenixfoundation.ca.
Thank you. Oh, my heavens.
Okay, so we have started rolling. The school year started for us today, September the 3rd. That's when we're recording this podcast. So a couple of things. As you may or may not know, the budget came out in March, and, you know, education took a little bit of a hit. Mm-hmm. So private schools in particular took a way disproportionate hit. Mm-hmm. So we have a little less funding to work with this year. But we're doing some very exciting things. We're doing more.
We are.
We're doing more with less.
I know. I'm just shocked. You know, we've heard of some of the horror stories coming out of some of the other schools and all of this kind of stuff. And you know what? Really, it's just an opportunity to try new things.
It totally is an opportunity. And as a community of learners, we work together to ensure that our kids have the things that will make them successful.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we've got all kinds of great programming worked out with our usual themes. Well, new themes, but...
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to get to the Creation Studio in just a minute. So, Jill, a couple of things.
Yes, Diana.
We are a K-12 school, but we're also a nonprofit.
Yep.
Wow. What does that mean? Wait.
Define that for me, Diana. Summer brain edit.
So, like I said, we are a nonprofit organization, a charity, which means that we rely on people to help out. So, for example, we're sitting in the Phoenix kitchen.
It's the best place to record our podcasts.
It totally is. But our kitchen, for example, was built by Katie Franchuk, one of our board members.
Yep.
She actually got down and dirty on her hands and knees and built the basis for these cabinets.
With her own little hammer and her own pickup truck. picking up stuff from the recycle store, the cabinets and stuff. I can't remember which one she got it from.
Absolutely. So like I said, you know, people chip in and help out here. One of our grandpas put a ceiling in our preschool room and in our new meeting room.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And a new wall in there with decorative glass blocks.
Absolutely. It was a real contribution by the entire community to get those rooms up and ready for you guys this year. All right. As you're rolling through your program guide, couple of things to note. Alberta Education has come out with a new set of goals for education. This was brought into effect on May the 6th. Mm-hmm. So people, have a look at this. These are the outcomes for education in the province. And it doesn't matter if you are in a traditional setting where you're a bum in a seat in a school, or whether you are a free-range learner with the Phoenix Foundation, these still apply to everybody.
Yep.
Okay. So programs, though, if you are looking for a school, we have all kinds of things to offer. We already talked about kindergarten.
Yep. That was fun today.
Absolutely. We also offer an aligned program for grades 1 through 9. We call it school directed. Mm-hmm. And super easy, very flexible, and we will help you. Diagnostic testing is included, and you'll follow the Alberta Program of Studies.
Yep.
We offer $1,500 funding, so it's a great program. And up until, well, last year for you, this year for me, we've always done an aligned program.
Yeah. But if that's not your choice, we do homeschool too.
Absolutely. We support home ed all the way. I'm not sure where that funny rumor got started.
You know, I think it's because, you know, we offer a lot of stuff. And so, of course, that's, you know, what we talk about. Because home ed people who are very happy and comfortable with home ed really don't require much. They don't require the much support. They know what's working for them. And if it's not working, they know where to go and look for it. So really, I think it's simply because we don't talk about it as much, because usually families who choose home ed are very self-sufficient. They don't need the extra support. Or if they do, they come on in, but, you know, they know about it.
Yeah, I think you're right. But speaking of extra support, a lot of families start out with us and they have no clue. I remember having no clue.
I had somebody ask me the other day what time the morning bell went off.
Oh, dear Lord. The only morning bell in our household would be the alarm clock.
Yep, that's it for me.
Anyways, but we have a new backpack program.
I think this is kind of cool. This came about because a lot of people their younger kids were a little jealous over the box program.
Yeah. So basically what it is a backpack full of resources to help families get started. It's a place to start. And we've had a couple questions about it.
Yep.
One was, do I have to do everything in the backpack?
No. No.
Seriously?
No. It's the cores. It's the math, the language arts, the science, and the socials. But you can pick and choose out of it or nothing if you decided partway through your year that this is not working and you found something else you love. We just require their submissions. And what are those submissions?
One language arts and one math every month. Your choice of the submission, because I know there are some school boards out there that tell you exactly what you have to have and when you have to have it. That's not us. We're pretty flexible.
Yep.
And science and social studies units when they're completed.
Yep. So you hand them in. And whether you do your science and socials in a workbook or whether you do a big project with flips and folds and lap books and
or maybe you do a podcast
or an interpretive dance.
Oh, dear Lord.
Maybe not. No one wants to see that from me. But, you know, we're really flexible. And our coaches, you know, they get it. And, you know, if they don't, we'll make sure they do. We'll fix them.
Well, you know what's interesting? When we were talking to the kinder families this morning, literally we have 30 staff. They're all part-time because half of us are homeschooling our own kids.
And so it's busy.
It is busy. And we need time to be able to do that in addition to helping you homeschool your kids. So like I said, it is interesting because we have a lot of experience on staff with all kinds of homeschooling and homeschooling options. We maybe haven't seen everything.
No, I'm not about to go there because we said that one year, and then that year we saw a whole bunch of new things, and I don't want to go there.
But listen, if you're looking for something a little more structured, we do have also a great grade 7 to 9 program mm-hmm. called Junior High in a Box. And this was Miss Jill's brainstorm.
Sad, but true. My son's question the whole year before was, am I done yet? So the next year we came up with the Junior High in a Box, and when he hit the back of the box, he was done.
There you go.
It was very clear and concrete for him.
So the resources are provided for it. There are regular group meetings to help keep kids on task and to help socialize.
And again, they're the four cores.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are tutorial and labs that go along with the science and social mm-hmm. components. And honestly, if you want some more information, please give us a shout. Mm-hmm. Our phone number here is 403-265-7701. Mm-hmm. Or you can also look online for this information as well. And that was at phoenixfoundation.ca.
And if you drop down Tuesday to Friday, there's always someone who can answer your questions,
right,
too.
We're open 9 to 4.
If you're a hands-on person that needs to open it up and flip through the pages and see what it looks like, and
yeah,
come on down.
Hey, you can come on down by coming down to one of our open house dates. So we still have a few that are available. Tomorrow, September 4th at 10 o'clock, we're actually going to be having our junior high school program. So that one is an open house, and you can come down and talk to Jill and I about that. And then on September the 5th, we have another open house
at 10 a.m. September 5th at 10 a.m., right?
Yep, totally. Yep. And then September 12th,
10 a.m.
And the coffee pot will be on.
I'm sensing a trend.
And then September 21st,
10 a.m.
And last but not least, the Saturday, September
28th.
Right.
10 a.m. D-Day.
Right.
You must be registered somewhere.
Exactly.
Anywhere by that day.
Okay. So please feel free to join us for an open house. We would love to have you. Okay. So, but, you know, the school doesn't just offer those programs. We also have other services.
We do. Tutoring. I loved the math tutoring for my son last year. He's doing higher math than I do, which is the thing people say. I can't do that math, or I don't know how to, you know, you can get support. And he did.
Absolutely. So tutoring here, if you are on our school-directed program, is only $15 per half hour.
I don't think you can get it that much anywhere.
I don't think so either. Actually, I've had a few people in, and they've just about fallen over when they heard it was so cheap.
Yep.
So lovely service. It is on site. You do have to come to us.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, fantastic service for our families.
Again, sorry, I love the on-site thing because then I don't have to clean my house.
That works.
I'm all about my personal laziness.
You can also always come down to talk to a coach. That's one of the benefits here. Yeah. As you know, that a coach is available for you Tuesday mm-hmm. through Friday, 9 to 4, mm-hmm. And someone here will help you. If it's not your immediate learning coach or mm-hmm. teacher, like I said, then somebody else, one of the other coaches, is here and can help you.
And even if it's general support, there's other staff members. Like I say, half of us homeschool, so we've been through a lot. I won't say everything, but you know, somebody here can help you out.
We also have things like microscopes. Mm-hmm. We have sewing machines. We have novel studies, all those kinds of resources that you can rent. Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. We also offer diagnostic testing.
That's handy dandy. It's a good way to start your year and see what you need to cover. And this isn't testing that goes to the government. This is testing that's just for you and your needs to know how to better choose your resources.
Absolutely. I highly recommend it. My daughter did this every year mm-hmm. With a few moans, I must admit. But it allowed us to see where she had progressed.
Mm-hmm.
It let us decide what our priorities were going to be.
Yep.
So if there was an area that she was, you know, a little further behind, it really allowed us to focus.
Yep.
So I was really happy about doing this every year.
Yeah, it's very handy. I mean, depending on how you choose to use it, you know, different people get different things out of it.
Yeah. So, hey, don't forget to join our Yahoo group. This is a place where you can share your thoughts and ideas. You can celebrate and share resources. Mm-hmm. Plus, you'll also hear from us. So if you do not belong to our Yahoo group,
join up.
Absolutely.
Just know it's not an immediate join. You join it, and then one of us, of about four of us, have to approve you. So it might take a day because we might be busy, especially this time of year.
Absolutely. And then, of course, there's always our squat cast.
Always.
Hey, we're finally getting this down pat. We've had a couple of special guests and stuff like that. So we've really enjoyed doing our squat casts. If you ever decide you want to podcast, feel free to come and talk to us. Jill and I would be happy to share what we've learned about podcasting with you.
We've learned a lot through mistakes.
Nah, I never made any of those. Recorded an entire squadcast without without turning on the microphone.
Okay, well,
yeah. Okay. So, you know, a few things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, don't forget, we do still have a couple of room sponsorship opportunities available. A couple of our rooms need names, people.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to pick the name, or maybe it's your family name, or a pet's name. That could be interesting.
Could be interesting.
Well, $2,000 will do it for you. And for us.
And you get your name or logo on the classroom door for 5 years and public recognition.
Recognition? Okay. So if you're down here, and what do we use those classrooms for? Well, lots and lots of learning opportunities. So this year for grades 1 through 6, all the programming and classes that are available are going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We start at 9:30. We end at 3 o'clock.
We do.
We offer science, social, gym, home ec, language arts, math, French, and fine arts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really outstanding collection. And, of course, all those classes are thematic, and they're tied into our themes for the year.
Yep.
I gotta say, the Creation Studio looks pretty wicked, Jill.
I'm really happy with it. I hadn't seen it for a long time. I'd been away on holidays, and we'd finished it at the end of the year, and it was really nice to come in and see it kind of fresh.
Yeah. So the rainforest is our theme for this time. And then in about November, we change over to heroes and villains.
Mm-hmm.
Then in January, coinciding with Chinese New Year's,
Ooh.
And lots of food, of course.
Yeah. China.
Exactly. And then in the spring, we do India, past and present.
Mm-hmm. And then Egypt in Africa.
Yeah, that's where it's located.
Yeah, that is. Believe it or not, some people don't know that. But more importantly, Diana and I needed more titling for classes and for me for decorating room than just Egypt.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so when your kids are on site and they're taking one of our fantastic classes, and I have to tell you, Miss Zara, one of our primary instructors here, was telling us at our staff meeting that she taught over 250 classes last year.
I can't believe she is back as peppy as she is today. I was talking to her today. I'm like, oh, my goodness. She was just peppy.
But, you know, I think part of it is when you are doing what you love, then while it's tiring, you find that extra energy because you're passionate about it.
Well, and you see the little kids come in, and they're so excited and enthusiastic, and, you know, they laugh when you do, what did she do, chocolate-covered...
I don't know, but I gotta say, there are some days things smell bad, and there are other days that
things smell good.
Well, and then we scrape stuff off the ceiling. She likes to blow things up. What can I say?
I have had to tell her more than once they cannot have paint fights in the Creation Studio.
So please don't wear your best school clothes to Phoenix.
Yeah, or bring a change.
There you go. So when you're at Phoenix, though, a couple things to keep in mind. What is the role of the parent here? Well, first and foremost, you are always your student's primary teacher. Our job is to help support you and your child on their homeschooling journey, but we do not do it for you.
Mm-mm.
If you are looking for that, your public school is down the road, people.
That's right. We're here to help you. It's a wonderful process. I mean, you know, we've managed to survive quite a few years of homeschooling our own kids, and you know what? You have a relationship at the end of that road like no other parent and child relationship.
Absolutely. But when you're on site here at Phoenix, please remember, you have care and custody of your children at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they're registered in a class, you're still the boss.
Yep. Okay?
So if you plan to leave, that's cool. You can sign out at the front desk and leave us your cell phone number. But if there's any issues or problems, we're going to be calling you mm-hmm. because you're the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. We are hoping that you will come down and take a few classes with us. We have a cool gift basket. Have you seen it?
No.
It's on the front desk.
How did I miss that?
Yeah, it's that big ginormous one out there.
Oh, my keen artistic powers of observation.
Every time you register for classes with us, your name goes into a draw. And at the feast, we're going to make a draw for that basket. And somebody is going to walk away with a whole lot of rainforest stuff.
Oh, man. Do I get that?
No, your kid's too old.
Forget him. It's me. I want to play in it.
Well, there is lots of really good stuff. When you register for your classes, we're going to give you a copy of what you've registered for.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't, make sure you get us to give you one. Okay? Because we can't keep track, literally, of the hundreds of people and all the courses that they are taking. So please do your best to mark stuff on your calendar. Mm-hmm. You can look at our Google Calendar. Mm-hmm. And every class that we offer for the entire year is in that Google Calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So you can join Google Calendar, or if you have one already, add our school calendar to it, and then click stuff over into your calendar.
I love that.
I do too.
I am a bit of a Google addict anymore. I have my calendar for my department, my personal calendar, my daughter's calendar, my son's calendar, my husband's calendar, and you know, I can just click them on and off as I need to see. It's awesome.
It is awesome. I really like it.
And you can set reminders if you need them.
All kinds of things.
That's great.
So when you have dropped off stuff here at the school, if you've dropped off a submission or something like that, mm-hmm. you're going to find stuff in the family files.
Ooh, that sounds kind of mysterious.
Yeah, exactly. So everybody has a file in the library with your name on it, and you'll find your stuff there. Okay, so please make sure when you're in, you check that before you wander off.
Because it gets overflowing sometimes.
It does. Absolutely.
Oh, and if you do, your child did a beautiful project that they've maybe built, you know, don't forget it here. Take it on home. I always feel so sad when I see little, mm-hmm. little beautiful treasures. And even if you can't store them, because I certainly understand that, it's easy to snap a picture on your phone. But if you don't want it, then do discreetly throw it in the garbage, not necessarily in front of your child, because we tend to try and hold on to them.
Yep.
But we can't store all of that.
Absolutely. So if this, it's a lot of information. We've gone through a lot of stuff already.
I'm tired.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we have more to go.
No.
Listen, we are offering all kinds of getting started workshops, some here at the school and some at your local Calgary Public Library.
They are always fun.
They are always fun. We have a lot of fun. If you have specific things that you would like to find out about, for example, working with a child who has special needs or is gifted, mm-hmm. we're offering a workshop.
Learning strategies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On Friday, September 13th at 10 a.m.
Right.
The cost is $49.99, and this mm-hmm. includes a bunch of resources and supports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is going to fill you full of strategies that are going to make a difference in your homeschooling journey.
And even if you had strategies that worked in the past, and you know, as your kids change and develop, sometimes you need to kind of tweak them if it's not working. It's a good opportunity to get a head start on that.
And refresh. I mean, you might have known stuff and then not done it for a while, so it's great to have a refresh.
Yeah.
The other thing that's happening on Friday, September 13th, is another workshop, our Lunch and Learn.
I like this one. It's dealing with stress in children. And, you know, kids these days, they have a lot on their shoulders. So, you know, learning how to deal with stress is excellent.
Yep. Lots of people have anxiety having withdrawn from a school.
Mm-hmm.
So there's stress around that. Mm-hmm. Might also be due to Calgary flooding situation.
Yeah.
Families are coping with that.
Mm-hmm.
So this will teach your child how to recognize signs of stress in themselves mm-hmm. and how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Should be an excellent workshop.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Absolutely. So a couple other things. Lego Mindstorms.
Oh, always popular.
That is on Thursdays at 3:00. So mm-hmm. if you're interested in signing up to the club, mm-hmm. please see the front desk and we would be delighted to sign you up.
Yeah, all about your robotics basics.
Hey, you know music lessons this year?
We got a lot of them.
Holy smokes.
We couldn't accommodate everybody last year. So this year we
hired some more teachers.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we've hired Alex Ranger. He's going to be in on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. Royal Conservatory of Music, and outstanding pianist.
And he can take care of some of our higher needs piano students now that, you know, they've progressed along and they need more. And he's going to be able to fill that bill.
So if you are interested in music lessons, they are $22 per half hour. I strongly suggest you call the front desk right away.
Oh, my
gosh. Get on the phone, people, like right now.
Yeah.
403-265-7701, because there are very few spots left. And if need be, we will offer music lessons on more days.
But we need to know.
Yeah, totally.
But, yeah, I just can't even believe how fast they're filling up. And
completely. Wow. I think Miss Vanessa has one spot left, and now she needs to add another day.
Well, that's good, because she likes it here, and so I think she'll do that for
she
us.
Does. She's wonderful. Okay, so classes start here September 17th.
September 17th.
That's okay. For the grades 1 to 6.
Right.
Junior high kids, you start on the 18th.
You're good that you remembered that.
It's the day after.
Oh, I'm seeing the secret. Did I mention summer brain? Come on, I know I'm not the only one suffering from this.
I know it's going to take a while to sort of get back into the flow of things, let me tell you. But there's a lot of stuff coming up. So please, you know, have a look at your program guides. And if you can manage to get your life a little organized by the 17th, 18th, that would be fantastic.
I'm still just giddy over the fact we have the whole year done for the program guide.
It is pretty amazing, especially for me.
I am so excited, you know, for organizing and for financially organizing, you know, the kids... funding.
Yep.
You know, and personally, I know I always go over, and we know this is an average that families tend to go how much over every year?
About $700 is sort of the common thing per kid. Although, you know what was interesting? I was listening to the radio yesterday, and they were saying that the average parent here in Calgary is spending roughly $341, I think was the number, to send their kid back to school. So that's even before they have to pay any cultural fees or gym fees or anything to the school, but that just on supplies, clothes, stuff like that, $341 per kid.
Well, I don't know. It's pretty good. I mean, considering if you do, a school-directed program, you get $1,500. And then, so you spend that, and then you go over by about $700. That is a pretty affordable private school education and catered directly to your child.
Hello?
You guys at home won't be able to see what just happened, but Global News just walked into the school.
And they wanted to interview all regarding high school.
Yeah, so there was lots of questions. And we're going to be on the news. We're going to be on the news tonight.
I know. We had our secretary out in the middle of the street take a picture of their car in front of our school.
So you'll be able to check out our website for those exciting photos.
Yes, and they will be on Global News tonight, the short version of our interview at 5, and the full interview at 6 and 11.
That's frightening.
Global news.
That's it. So, guys, you know, what they were asking, though, was based on the budget cuts and circumstances here in Calgary, how was that going to impact the classroom, and particularly for high school level? Mm-hmm. So I guess CBE and some of the other school boards are predicting that class sizes are going to be anywhere from 40 to 50 kids.
I can't even imagine that. Oh, my goodness. How would you get what you need?
And that is a real question. How would you get what you need? Particularly kids that are a little bit introverted. Mm-hmm. And we've both been reading the book Quiet, The
Wonderful
Power
book.
Of Introversion. Absolutely. We're going to be doing a workshop on that too, so don't miss that date.
Yep.
That is coming up in, I think it's January or something like that. We'll get the date for you. But anyway, the...
And you can check that book out at the library.
Yes.
And if you have digital devices, they also have a digital version and an audio version.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's really important because if your kids are a little bit different, and they interviewed one of our students here, Miss Callie Dunkley, and she had a good point. She said, you know, if you are one of those kids that are struggling a little bit or a little bit different kind of kid, you need some time to reflect on things, and you don't thrive in a noisy, excited environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How is high school going to work for you?
Yeah, I think it would be very easy. Well, and I know it was very easy for me to slip through the cracks. And that was way back when in the dinosaur ages. And the classrooms weren't that full.
Exactly.
But if you're a quiet kid who's not a jump up and down, look at me, little kid, I need help, help over here, you don't get it.
And it's interesting. Today is Tuesday, September 3rd, and all of the schools have gone back today. So the reporter was asking us, do you expect to have an increase in enrollment?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Come on, people. Come on down. We'll help. We're here. That's our job. Mm-hmm. Phoenix is a support organization. We are a private school. We are funded by Alberta Education. But our primary task is to support homeschooling families.
Mm-hmm.
We offer all kinds of cool things. That's what we've been squawking about.
And for high school, we'll just jump ahead here because that's what we're talking about. We have special high school days. You know, mm-hmm. the teenager days. You can get your socialization in, as well as your support for your your schoolwork.
Absolutely. Wacky Wednesday and Freaky Friday. our kids will be attending 2 days this year. I think, you know, we have all kinds of cooking classes, sewing classes.
Gym, dance, fitness,
absolutely.
Art.
Hear you were thinking about taking the fitness class, Jill.
Well, I'm kind of thinking about it, except for I think it might really hurt.
I suspect it might.
I saw our teens taking it last year, and oh my goodness, they were sweating it up, and I'm thinking, I am old, and they're going to break me. But I'd really like to get a little more fit.
Absolutely. That is one of the things that I think is really appealing about homeschooling, is that it is lifelong learning for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know I'm learning every minute.
How global news works.
Yeah, that was actually kind of interesting watching them set up and change things and the logic of how they wanted to interview and where. I found that very interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Mm-hmm. We figured for sure they would want to take pictures of our unique and dynamic creation studio. But no, they didn't.
But do you know what we didn't do there? And it's what I say, especially for the kids in high school. Identify the hoop. Jump through the hoop. Now light it on fire and jump faster. We didn't identify the hoop first thing when they came in the door. We didn't ask them what specific. And they said after we did the tour, where we gave the tour more specific to up to grade 7, that they were actually looking for high school information.
I know. They didn't tell us up front.
I know.
But that's okay. It was still an excellent interview. And please, we hope that you'll tune in to Global News tonight.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
I know. Okay, so let's finish up so that we can get this out to everybody.
Okay.
Couple important things.
All right.
Last couple important days.
Go.
On September the 19th. KidSource is closing down, and only Phoenix families at 6 o'clock will be admitted through the doors to participate in a shopping session.
Mm-hmm. With usually some cheese and some crackers and some snacks and maybe a very elegant box of wine.
Oh, dear. Oh, don't tell them that. Oh, dear. Oh, goodness.
Okay, there'll be juice and soda, too.
But if you want to come on down to Kids Source on September the 19th at 6 o'clock, it's a $5 cost to cover your glass of wine. Not a box of wine. They don't get a box of wine.
Oh, we'll be serving out of an elegant box with a spigot.
So that is a fun day. We will help you go through the curriculum. We'll also be doing a goofy little podcast from that location as well to tell you what is hip and cool for resources this year.
Last year, what was it?
Owls.
And what color?
Turquoise.
How weird.
I know.
And you know what? Ever since after that, I saw owls and turquoise everywhere. I never saw it before. And we went there and asked them what was hip and cool. And
that was it.
That was it.
I know. Okay. But the last day, remember people, the very last day for you to check out Phoenix programs as well as any other school board is September 30th.
Yep.
So we'll be open on the 28th, September the 28th. Mm-hmm. And on October 1st, people, that is it. It is done. So we are having a party. It is our count day fun.
I love this. I hear we're having a bouncy house.
We are having a... I ordered a jungle bouncy house.
Is it the same ones that brought the pirate last year?
Yep, same one.
Oh,
yep.
That was an exceptional bouncy house.
Exactly. So you can come and get your photos taken, your student photos or family photos. We'll have a bake sale, a used curriculum sale, outdoor activities, and a hot dog sale, and a special performance in addition to the bouncy house.
Do we know what that is yet?
No, not yet. To be announced. I was kind of hoping.
We're not wrapping. You're not going to do that, and I'm not rapping.
But what I was really hoping was that Alex Ranger, our new piano teacher, might be willing to bring his baby grand piano, and perhaps all of our music teachers would be willing to do something for us on that day.
I don't want to move pianos either.
Okay, people, so we're going to wrap it up for now. Please make sure that you check out our program guides. They are available to download from the website, www.phoenixfoundation.ca. Check out our global news performance.
You'll see Diana Stint and her daughter Megan and Callie Dunkley.
Yeah, nice. Jill was standing in the background.
I like the background.
She was making funny faces. Just saying, okay?
I like the background.
Okay, guys, stay tuned for more information, and please feel free to pop around. Our address is 320 19th Street Southeast, and we are open Tuesday to Friday from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. to help you on your homeschooling journey. So this is Diana Stinn.
Jill Mann.
And bye for now.
Yeah, hope to see you very soon.